Do you want action? You got it. This is ESPN Action Sports with the Biker in Black, Rick Thorne.
Yo, what's up? This is Rick Thorne, the Biker in Black, here on ESPN Action Sports. Time to get crazy, 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 crazy. Jump up and down on one hand. Yeah, because we're back. This is ESPN Action Sports. Let's rock. X Games is coming up. Did I say jump up and down on one hand? Because if you can, you're the bomb. Dizzle. On this week's show, I caught up with Mr. Paul Wall, representing hip-hop in the truest fashion. Smoothest cat. I'm telling you, I'm stoked that he's on the show. He's got a new record coming out. Paul Wall is going to be on the show. Attention, attention. Also, JB, Jerry Bernardo, he is talking to FMX Ripper Steve Minnie just before the Nitro Circus Tour took off. Hey, man, what a cool name, Steve Minnie. My name should be Ricky Halfpipe. Also, J-Mo drops the knowledge on this week's news, and you need news, okay? Because without news, you're in the loss like a bunch of old-school vert riders wondering what's going on nowadays. Did I say that? And on the music, we got the Briggs. Yeah, the Briggs are back on the attack because this is our home. L.A., our home. Oh, hey, sitting next to me is X Games is coming up, and I'm hanging out with a guy that's actually going to be in the contest. BMX expert Coco Zarita. What's up, dog? I haven't talked to you in a while. What's going on?
How's it going? Just chilling here at Magic Mountain doing shows, enjoying another day.
Why'd you have to tell them where they were? The whole industry just don't take us serious now. Why did you say that?
Because I'm just chilling, bro. Nah, not really. I'm doing work. Dude, you gotta work for a living.
Yeah, well, you've been doing double toe-ups every day like it's nothing. What's up with your new kids, man? I mean, do you use demos to kind of, like, keep you in shape for the X Games, I guess, and do tour?
Not really, but instead of sitting at home and just ride every day, I was just might as well just come here, hang out with the guys, and make some extra money and at the same time ride. You know, when you have the crowd in front of you, it kind of makes you ride harder and kind of pushes you. So I'm trying to use that as a compliment for my training for X Games, you know?
Yeah, no, I hear you. How did you get in the X Games? Did you pay someone off or what? Because I know a bunch of other riders that should be in there before you.
Yeah, that's why I'm saving money right now with these shows so I can pay X Games next year again.
Coco's going to be ripping. Dude, good luck, all right? X Games is a huge accomplishment, whether you to the kids that's been there and the kids that like it or the kids that don't like it. Either way, it's a huge accomplishment. I'm proud of you, dude.
Thanks so much, and thanks for having me here at the show, and freaking hopefully I'll see you around in the ramp sometime, brother.
Keep riding, dude. I don't think you're going to get my hosting job anytime soon. You rock, Coco! Keep an eye on Coco Zarita. He's killing it. And stick around, because everything I said, the Briggs, Steve Minnie, Nitro Circus, News, and Paul Wall is coming up on ESPN Action Sports. Up right now, it's J-Mo with his roundup of news that's important to him. And to you, and to the world!
ESPN Action Sports News.
Hey, hey, y'all, what's up? This is J-Mo, Chris Jameson, ESPN Action Sports News. Okay, you know, something that I've seen happen and unfold in the last month that made me very happy was the release of the new Devo album. That's right, Devo. Where does Devo fit in with Action Sports? Well, back in the day, Devo, you know, as electronic as they were so punk rock. Because you know what punk rock really is. While skateboarding is built on punk rock, is because punk rock is not really what the music sounds like, but it's when you play a show, and after the show, you might get your ass kicked for what you played in the show. That's punk rock. That's why Devo is punk rock, and that's why skateboarding loved them. Now, they launched this video many years ago called the Freedom of Choice video for the song Freedom of Choice, and they were playing in the bottom of this backyard pool with these guys just ripping around, and at the time, I didn't know who the skaters were, right? It was, I believe, Stacy Peralta, Dwayne Peters, I think Olsen was in there, Brad Bowman. That video was just mind-blowing, the Freedom of Choice video. Anyway, then they made a little showing on the recent 2010 Olympics stage, Devo did. Well, anyway, they're back on tour, new album that just released, and it's really cool. Like, you should definitely go check it out. It's called Something for Everyone. Which is kind of funny because it really does offer that art, electronic, some kind of weird punk rocky type things, and sweet, man. You should just go get it. iTunes or wherever you like to buy your music. or you can check it out at clubdevo.com. The point of this news story is that Devo is back on the planet and getting it done. So it's definitely worth seeing, and check the tour dates, maybe try to grab one, and you'll be stoked. Supporting skateboarding since way before it was cool. Devo.
Listen up, dudes. Don't forget to check us out on the web and go to ESPN.com/action, where you can fill up on action sports ESPN style. What do you think of ESPN, dude?
ESPN is sick, dude. The biggest freaking TV show ever. I love it.
Oh, rock on, dude. Also, you could go to the ESPN Pod Center. You could hit us up there. And you could also catch the ESPN Action Sports Radio Daily Show on your local FM radio station, where you could hear us every day of the week. Like rock and roll, right, dude?
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. This is ESPN Action Sports.
Hey, what's up? This is Rick Thorn. We're still here on ESPN Action Sports. They call me the Biker in Black, and they call this dude Jay Eggleston. What's up, dude? What are you doing?
Yo, what's up, Rick? I'm just hanging out here with Coco doing some shows, doing them for the Condor.
You are, dude. We're at Matt Hoffman's Danger Defying Daredevils. Would you consider yourself a Danger Defying Daredevil, dude?
You know, I never thought about it that way, so not really. I'm just doing my thing, you know.
You are doing your thing. How many X Games did you compete in, Jay?
I have been in the X Games 11 times.
And so that's 11 consecutive years, right? Out of the, 15 or 16 years, that is?
Yeah, it's 11 consecutive years. I'm bad with math. I don't know. It's probably 98 or something, the first one I was in.
Tell the kids what it's like to compete, like, at a contest, the biggest action sports contest of the year. What's it like?
Oh, you know, it's an amazing thing. You know, every kid dreams about doing that. When I was a kid, I told everybody I wanted to, you know, be in the X Games weren't out there, but I wanted to be a pro. I wanted to be a pro biker. And so to be up there, it's just amazing, you know, when you got people screaming for you. And it's like, man, I made it. I'm doing what I love. You know, it is. It's just incredible.
It is, man. It's a big accomplishment. I mean, like, so some people, do you think the people that are afraid of competing clown it?
Oh, I don't know. Some people probably do that, but, you know, when you're a young kid, you can't help but get nervous in front of all those people. I mean, I'm an old guy at this point, you know, and I still get nervous at contests sometimes, so I don't know about clowning it, but, you know, it's...
No, not you clowning it, but the people that don't like to compete, they say, oh, I don't like to compete, competing's whatever. They've never done it because it's hard.
Oh, yeah, it's hard for sure. No, I understood your question. Yeah, the young kids, yeah, some of them probably get nervous so they don't take it too serious, but yeah, it's scary out there, you know? I mean, just because you're dialed, you know, you get out there and, you know, anything can happen. You can crash, you can pull your run, but you don't know until you get out there and do it.
Don't you hate it when you go, like, you're in practice beforehand, you're getting a warm-up, and then someone does a trick before you, like a 540, and then you're like, dude, I was going to do those in warm-up, but now if I do it, the dude's going to think I'm trying to vibe them.
You know, I don't worry about vibing people too much. I just do my thing. I know what I do, so I don't even worry about that. I love going to contests and riding with all my boys. It's actually more fun than riding at home, just seeing everybody going off. So I don't worry about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's better than riding at home, Jay, because you're the only vert rider in Colorado, okay?
Yeah, that's pretty much true. I get some of the kids up there with me, but yeah, that's the truth.
Long live the vert riders. Thanks, Jay.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Rick. Take it easy.
Yeah, we'll take it easy, dude, for sure. Up right now, we got, what do we got? Oh, yes, we got a very special treat for you right now. I called up my homeboy, Famous Stars and Straps, fam, representing big time, Mr. Paul Wall. He's in the house, man. He's a cool cat. He's one of the coolest guys I've ever met. He's got a new record coming out, and I called him up over the phone to talk about his new record to see what he's up to. So right now, here's my homeboy, Mr. Paul Wall.
So what's new, dude? What are you doing?
Man, working on promoting my new album. My new album's getting ready to come out July 13th. It's called The Heart of a Champion.
Which I like the name, dude. How'd you come up with the name? I guess that's kind of like what you are, though, dude. You're a champ.
Already, man. Well, you know, the first album I put out was called People Champ. So I'm just going with that theme, like that same, like, People Champ type of theme.
And what is this? Is this your third record?
Let's see. I think it's my fourth.
Oh, your fourth. So wait.
Heart of a Champion and Get Money, Stay True, Fast Life, and then, yeah, Future Champ, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right, four, yeah. So, well, I haven't seen you in a while, man. Like, I guess you've been working really hard on your record, right?
Yeah, man. Travis Barker produced a little more than half of the songs on there. So it's crazy the way it sounds, like the whole, it's like real distinct and unique from all the rest of the albums I put out.
Are you guys, well, obviously, are you guys still doing Expensive Taste, or no? You put that on hold, right?
I think we kind of put that on hold for now, because they're doing transplants again.
Right.
And also, because, you know, my record label, at first we kind of put it on hold because my record label wasn't really feeling it. They wouldn't let us do it.
Right.
So it forced me to kind of put it on hold anyway.
Yeah, but you got to, but you and Travis, I guess what I was trying to get at is you and Travis have been working together for quite a while, so.
Yeah, man.
Was it weird though working, like, instead of being in a band, like actually having him produce the tracks? Was it different or was it still just chill?
It's cool, man, because you know, he got a different perspective on music.
Do you have anybody on your record coming out that you could have collabed on some songs with you?
Yeah, Raekwon from Wu-Tang Clan, he's on there. Also, Jay Electronica, he's on there.
Oh, cool.
Texas homeboy, Lil Kiki Zero, Chameleon Air, Snoop Dogg, Bun B. Also, I got a song with Kid Sister on there, too.
So is there anything different that you're doing on this record that maybe you did differently than a record before? You know what I mean?
It's definitely a lot different. I think a lot of that comes from the production.
Right.
The production kind of brought something different out of me. You know what I'm saying? Like working with Travis, that was real cool.
You know what? It kind of comes down to that, doesn't it? Like, if a track is produced whack, then it's just busted, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, for real. And when you got some throw a killer production in it, you know, it just brings a different sound out of you, a different style. And that's part of why I wanted to do the album with Travis, because, you know, his production is so different. His vibe is so different that it really brings something different out of you.
How are you right now? What are you going to do right now? Are you out promoting the record? Are you doing shows? What are you doing?
I'm on the road a lot. I just got back from doing the VH1 Hip Hop Honors in New York. I just flew back into L.A. and now I'm about to drive from L.A. back to Texas and do a lot of stuff out in Texas promoting it.
Say you go into the studio. Do you have your stuff pre-planned? Do you have stuff written out? Do you do stuff off the top of your head? Do you got a combination of both? Because I always hear these different rumors about different rappers that some people don't write anything down, some people have everything written down. I mean, how do you approach it?
It depends. Sometimes I'll have, like, an idea for a song. Like, there's a few songs, like, I'll have an idea for, like, man, I want to do a song about, you know, this particular topic or this particular subject. And sometimes I might actually have a hook written down. Like, I might be on the plane or I might see something or hear something, and I'll just, you know, write a hook down and I'll just go off of that and then come in the studio and hear a beat that goes along with it.
Right.
But usually, though, what I try to do is I just go to the studio and hear the tracks that are there, go through some tracks, or then you know, just vibe off of that. And sometimes when we're doing a lot of work, then I'm in the studio with Travis. Like, I hear some tracks and I'll say, "Hey Travis, when you made this beat, what were you thinking about when you made this beat? What like inspired you to make this beat?" And he might be like, "Oh, I was really pissed off at somebody that day," or you know, this song just really reminded me of riding in old school. You know, whatever it is, I try to, you know, go off of that vibe.
Right.
If I get stuck. If I get stuck, I'll just ask around for ideas. But usually I try to vibe. But sometimes we might even just come up with an idea and then he'll make something on the spot. You know, whatever producer I'm working with, they'll make something on the spot.
And you moved out to California, huh? How's it different for you?
Yeah, it's a little different in Texas, but being in Texas for so long and recording so many albums in Texas, it seems like the sound started being the same. Like a lot of the songs, a lot of the albums started sounding the same.
Right.
So I wanted to do a different sound, a different style. Recording in California just brings a different atmosphere, so it brings something different out of you.
Well, I'm excited to hear the new record. When's it drop again?
It drops July 13th. Which is 713, 713 is the area code in Houston. So hopefully this will be a good omen for me.
Do you got a website or a Twitter, something you could drop right now for the kids to follow you or check you out at?
Yeah, my Twitter is @PaulWallBaby, and my website is PaulWallBaby.com.
Awesome, dude. Well, I really appreciate you taking time. You know, I know you got a busy schedule, and you're the bomb, and we can't wait to hear your record, dude.
Hey, thank you, homie. Much love.
Yeah, Paul, make sure to check out that record, everybody. All right, go buy it right now because it'll change your life, because Paul has a history of making bangers and making hits, and I'm sure he's not slowing down. Thanks a lot, Paul. Keep ripping. Up right now, we got some music from the Briggs. This song is called Charge Into the Sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, big up to the Briggs. You guys rock. Jason, you're the bomb. Dizzle dazzle, dude. That's Jason from the Briggs. And Joey, you guys rock. All right, you can check out the Briggs online. Google them. Google. And hey, if you're thirsty for more action sports info, hit ESPN.com/action and iTunes. You can also catch us on Twitter. The Twitter name I do is ESPN Action Sport. You can also follow me, Rick Thorne, because I'm the bomb. Boom. I'm glad you guys are still with me. We're still rocking. We're hanging out here doing some shows. Derek Cook, what's up, dude?
Chilling, man, chilling.
You are chilling, dude. You're going big. Let all the kids know, what do you do?
I'm a professional freestyle motocross rider, and I'm kicking it here in California at Magic Mountain, man.
All right, so check it out, dude, real quick. We're doing shows here. Matt Hoffman's, what is it called, Danger Defying Daredevils. What's it like to backflip like 80 feet?
It's the gnarliest feeling in the world, especially on the setup here at Magic Mountain. I'm jumping in between a concrete wall, a vert ramp, dude, a concrete uphills waiting to greet me. Even if I'm on my wheels or on my face, it's still there, man. So it's pretty insane.
Yeah, but dirt bikes, period, are insane. I mean, like, you guys are the showstopper. BMX is cool, skate's cool, but when you come out, it seems like no one cares about anyone else but you.
I don't know, man. I just try to do what I do and do it well.
Yeah, you're doing it well. What's your website someone could check you out at?
You can check me out at DerekCookFMX.com, and I also got videos floating around on YouTube.
Awesome, dude. All right, we're going to be hanging out all summer, so it's all good.
Yeah, for sure, you know. I'm stoked to be here, especially hanging out with my boy Rick. And we're just kicking it, making fun of people that walk by at Magic Mountain.
Look at Coco. Anyways, dude, check it out. JB, my boy, is spending so much time with the Nitro Circus. Speaking of moto, like, what do you think of the Nitro Circus, Derek?
I think it's awesome, man. It'd be even more awesome if I was on it, but, yeah, it's totally cool.
It would be awesome if we were both on it, dude.
Hell yeah, we'd be running it then. It'd be sick.
Yeah, Travis, step it up. Call it, hook a homie up, Pastrana. Anyways, check it out. I love Travis. He's the bomb. And I'm proud of him. It's his whole TV show turned into a tour. Travis is a rad dude. And check it out. This week, JB is hanging out with Steve Minnie. He's an FMX ripper, dude. All right, and they're rapping about life, broken bones, and the Nitro tour that went off in Australia. Do you know Steve Minnie, Derek?
I don't, man. Heard the name, though.
Yeah, that's cool. Like, I wonder, is Minnie his middle name or his last? If it's his middle, his last name might be Ramp. Anyways, here he is right here. Yeah.
And now, the pro interview on ESPN Action Sports.
Jerry Bonato reporting from the pristine hills in Buna, Queensland. Basically, what does Buna mean? Middle of nowhere, but it's pretty damn good looking. That's all I have to say. Rolling green hills, sparse trees. It's epic. It seriously is. I'm here with Steve Minnie, pro freestyler, about to go on the Nitro Circus Tour. First of all, this is a little area for you, Matt Schubring's property in Buna, that brings back a little bit of a flashback that may possibly not be too... Well, it doesn't make you smile. Tell everybody why in the United States.
Well, this time 12 weeks ago, I left. I showed up in my car, went for a ride, but left in the back of an ambulance after breaking my leg in about 7 places after overjumping a big step up. And, compounded it. Blood everywhere. It was messy.
It really is ugly when things go wrong in the world of freestyle. So, pins, screws, the whole deal.
7 screws, a plate, and, 3 days and 3 surgeries.
It's really sad when they roll you in, they back the ambulance right into Smash Repair, a.k.a. the body shop, and there's a drill on a table.
Yeah, it was scary. I was out of it. I had a good time, actually.
Yeah, well, morphine is a beautiful thing. It makes ugly nurses look good. So, Steve Minnie, when did you start riding freestyle?
I started about probably nine years ago. Just, grew up on a farm and just enjoyed it. I didn't really race that much, but just enjoyed doing the jumps and the tricks. So I stuck with it.
I just want to interject real quick. I've been doing a lot of interviews in Australia because I live here now, and it's good to hear you because your accent isn't quite as thick as maybe Shuey's is a little thicker. Mate, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what happens when you grow up in Boone. You get the real Aussie accent happening.
So, upcoming Nitro Circus Tour, I know there's a huge buzz. It's not really a big competition between the crusty demons of dirt, which have ruled Australia freestyle for years. But now the Nitro Circus with Travis Pastrana, they're coming in, and they got a really good show going. And basically, I don't care, as long as the fans get to see good stuff. Tell me what's your role going to be in the Nitro Circus Tour.
Yeah, we're pretty stoked with it. It's a massive lineup. You got skateboarders, BMXers, freestyle motocross. You got all sorts of different things, too, like pogo stuff. Razor scooters all hitting the mega ramp, and it's just pretty much a big 50 foot high mega ramp. Everyone's just going to hit on different things. Then there's the freestyle, me, Bilko, Sinclair, Travis, a bunch of other guys just doing it, so it's going to be sick.
Well, I think that, you know, the Australian fans don't need much to have a good time because you guys are full on. When it comes to recreating, you know how to do it, whether there's adult beverages involved or not. People like to have fun out here, and I've always loved that about the Aussie spirit. Your impressions of the Nitro Circus crew itself, because I know, as a freestyler, you hang it out there. What do you think of Travis, Special Greg, all the boys?
I mean, they're talented. Like, Travis is the most talented athlete I've ever seen, I think, and then Travis' cousin, Special Greg, who can just do anything, and it's just going to be loose. It's going to be a good time, and everyone should get along and have a look at it. It's going to be fun.
Did you ever think that you'd actually get a check to ride a dirt bike, whether you're on the ground or in the air?
No, definitely not. You know, I couldn't have dreamed of what I was doing now, so I'm stoked with everything.
Okay, when you're not riding, is there anything else you do other than, you know, trying to get the leg back in shape? I mean, what do you do when you're not riding?
Just surf, you know, hang out on the Gold Coast, surf, hang out with the boys, hang out with my chick, just have a good time.
So that's pretty cool. You ride dirt bikes, get paid, and then you just hang out.
Yeah, it's a good life. Couldn't really ask for anything better.
Ask for something better right now. So I just want to know what's the next, you know, level of desire for a man named Steve Minnie.
I'm just here to have a good time. You know, I've had a bit of a rough 3 months with the injury. So, you know, the rest of the year, I'm just going to just hang out and have fun and just enjoy it.
Ladies and gentlemen, reporting live from Boona, Queensland. Well, not really live because this goes to tape. And then, you know, it goes out to the airwaves and podcasts on ESPN Action Sports. And I drone on and on and on. And then somebody sends me like a $5 bill. And it looks like it was in someone's pocket that fell in a puddle. But I'll still spend it because over here, stuff costs a lot of money, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Like, what's the most expensive thing? I tried to buy a trash can for my kitchen. It was $45. I almost threw up blood.
If you buy anything you buy in America, come here and it'll be, you know, triple the price. Go to Macca's, a hamburger, $6.
Macca's, that's McDonald's. Isn't that where drunks congregate after midnight?
Yeah, anywhere that's open. 7-Elevens, usually go there, a trash a joint. What else you got? Any sort of pizza place, kebab shops are always a good one too. Kebabs are about $9.
And then Surfers Paradise, the Gold Coast, which is you don't really want to be there when schoolies are in, which means kids are out of school and they're on fire down there at the Goldie.
Yeah, it's usually been all there. I guess it's like spring break for you guys in America, and everyone just goes nuts. It's usually 17, 18-year-olds, and they just, you try and keep away from the place because it's just seedy.
That's why we ride dirt bikes, because there's no trauma. What's that wire hanging off the back of my brand new bike? I don't like it. Let's look into that right now. Thank you.
More action than you can handle right here on ESPN Action Sports.
Yo, what's up? This is Rick Thorne, the Biker in Black, here on ESPN Action Sports. I hope you enjoyed the show. Next week, we're going to go off as well. We had some freestyle motocross on this show. All right, we had Steve Minnie and we have my boy Derek Cook. Next week, we're going to have some more freestyle moto. I caught up with Matt Byton. We're doing a Boost Mobile deal at the NASCAR, doing a demo. You know, the thing about Matt Byton is they were saying we look like brothers. I don't know, but I'll go with it because he's cool. I want him to be my little brother. Matt, you're my little brother, and you're on next week's show. So make sure to check out for Matt Byton because he's rocking. Also, JB is back once again. He's not really back. He's always here, all right? But next week he's going to have the Krusty Tip, some more moto, okay? Because he sat down with 17-year Krusty veteran and the class clown of the Krusty videos, Bubba. All right, everyone knows Bubba from the Krusty videos. He's rapping with Homeboy. He's going to be on next week's show. So we got some mad moto going down, dude, and because you can't deny moto. It's awesome, all right? Same with BMX, same with skate, same with surf, okay? Don't get upset, but next week's moto time. And finally, J-Mo's got his roundup of what's going off in action sports. And there's always something popping. I'll tell you, back in the day, you could count on your hands how many events there was, and you always wanted to be part of every event. And as it grew, you'd be like, oh, I can't make it to that event. I can't make it to this event. And you'll still do like 20 events, and there's like 50,000 more that you can't go to because it grew, and it's huge, and it's growing. So keep growing it, keep watering it, and keep making it happen, all right? All you BMXers, all you skaters, all you motocrossers, all you fans, everybody that likes to watch and listen. All right, because without you guys, we'd just be doing this for ourselves. Still be cool, but it's cooler to have fans, all right? And don't forget, we've always got new music. And next week, we're going to have some more music for you. Because without music, action sports is like if a tree falls in the woods, does it make a sound? It's kind of like, you know, if Coco does the triple whip by himself, did he pull it? I don't know. That's the question at hand. Okay, so don't forget, check us out at ESPN.com/action and iTunes. Also, listen up for the ESPN Action Sports Show on your local FM radio station. That's right. My voice is on FM radio because we rock. Make sure to check out my band, Good Guys in Black. All right, follow me on Twitter. All right, I'm Rick Thorne, and check out Rick Thorne TV. I'm always doing something. I'm always up to something. I'm signing off for this week. I'll see you next week. And, well, I say it and I always say it. Never give up. Peace out.
Your Action Sports transmission has ended.
ESPN Action Sports, the place to be.